As coronavirus spreads in Connecticut, nursing home facilities and their health workers are trying to prevent the virus from reaching their older patients. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
Older adults and seniors are more at risk of suffering serious illness, hospitalization, and even deadly complications from coronavirus. And that's put pressure on Connecticut nursing homes.
We've seen that in places like Washington State, where at the Life Care Center in Kirkland, nursing homes can be just very dangerous vectors for transmission of COVID-19.
That's Rob Burrell, president of the union SEIU 1199, talking about the facility on the West Coast where more than 20 patients are known to have died. Burrell says he's concerned about possible shortages of protective supplies, like gloves and masks. Chelsea Daniels is a licensed practical nurse at Fresh River Healthcare in East Windsor. She says it doesn't help that nursing homes don't yet have the ability to immediately test patients, staff, and visitors for coronavirus.
We have no adequate way of knowing whether someone has been exposed to COVID-19 or not. This virus can take many days to show symptoms, and we are in constant contact with new people.
The state originally instructed nursing homes to prohibit all visitors in most cases. Governor Ned Lamont revised the rule this week, allowing one person to visit a patient per day. And Matthew Barrett of the Connecticut Association of Healthcare Facilities says that could be a step in the wrong direction.
Nursing home residents may very well experience greater exposure to the virus under the relaxation of the restrictions announced today.
Barrett says state and federal help is needed to support an already understaffed and underfunded area of healthcare. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.